Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy.
Get your phone out so I can watch the game time. Today,
and I want to say to you, Derek is right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some reason,
welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. To all of you that have tuned in for the first time, if you're a first-time viewer of our show, and for those of you that are regular on the broadcast, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. We have another great, exciting show for you today. The title of our show today is Run with the Wind. But before we get started, I'd like to share this with you. Feel free to check out my website, which is cmrmotivator.com. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR.com. cmrmotivator.com. And if you'd like to ask us some questions, feel free to email us at cthemotivator@yahoo.com. Run with the wind. Do you get into situations that require you to coming out from shyness, that require you to go to the edge, to do something that you haven't done? Are you in a situation that you're facing adversity? It seems that everything has gone the wrong way. Nothing is going right. And things are getting bad, maybe even worse than what you had expected. What do you do? Do you stand there and fight and run with the wind, give it your best, and not worry about it? Or do you chicken out? Do you give up? Do you faint? Do you freeze and not do anything? Folks, I want to encourage each and every one of you that have tuned into this broadcast today, run with the wind. I heard that song on the radio, and it just really did something to me. It lifted me up. It allowed me to look ahead and to take a deep breath and to take off again. Sometimes starting over isn't always easy. No one likes to start over, especially when you've had a good marriage and all of a sudden it comes to an end, or your job plays out, or other things that happen in your life that may be tragic to you. But if you run with the wind, see yourself victorious. See yourself as a success. See yourself achieving your goals and your dreams. You can run with the wind. The reason some of us can't run with the wind is because we let obstacles stand in our path. Don't let the obstacle or the roadblock stop you from moving forward. Sometimes you may have to go around that obstacle. You may have to go under. You may have to go on the side of the obstacle. And if that doesn't work, you may have to just go right through the obstacle. But if you decide that you're going forward and you visualize yourself being in the end zone, you can do it. You can make it in life. And I want to encourage you right now, don't give up. Don't give up the fight. I don't care if you worked hard on that job and you came up with the great ideas for that project and someone stole your ideas. I don't care if your supervisor doesn't like you and your supervisor sabotages everything that you do. Or maybe even it was a supervisor and another employee that pulled the strings on you. They were the ones who were responsible for getting you fired. Get back up. Pick yourself up. Get on that horse and ride again. Just ride. Give it your best. Run with passion. Run with purpose. Run with the wind. Visualize yourself running and headed to victory. We got to make a conscious decision. You got to make a conscious decision. If you're going to get up or shut up, as the expression that I've heard many times before, talk is cheap. Don't let talk be the only thing that you have going for yourself. Let's put some action to those words. Get up and run with the wind. Maybe you have an invention or an idea, and you've been trying to get it to the market, and it's been turned down. You've talked to numerous hundreds of investors, and it doesn't seem like anyone is interested. Don't give up. Take a deep breath. Take a second breath and run your race. Run with the wind. As a young man in school, our coach would always tell us, hey, take a deep breath. You know you only got one lap to go. And run with the wind. Run like you've never ran before. Give it all you got. And that's what we do. We would preserve ourselves. And that last lap around the track, we would run with the wind. And you can do it too. You can be a winner in life. Winners go through the same thing that everyone else goes through. Winners are turned down. Winners are rejected. Winners are sometimes undermined. That's right. Winners get cheated on just like everyone else. But what makes the difference is their attitude. You got to have that kind of attitude in life. You got to have the attitude that, hey, I'm gonna give it my best, and I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to panic, but I'm going to run with the wind. You ever been on a Harley Davidson and motorcycle and just you're riding down the highway and you feel the wind hitting your face, and you can feel the wind as it blows, and you feel it pressed up against your body, and you're cutting those corners, and you're heading down that highway, and you feel so good. You just feel like you're on top of the world. Well, folks, you got to see yourself running and passing the going past the finish line. See yourself breaking that river and the wind blowing against your hair and the smell of victory is all around you. Run with the wind. You may have been knocked down, but it's still not too late for you to get back up and to finish the course. Just because you've had a few failures does not mean that you can't have success. Look at how many times Edison worked on that light bulb. But did he give up? No, he didn't. Look at all those that have gone before you and set the examples. Look back at the time when Jesse Owens passed all his competitors, outran them, and dashed for the finish line and broke that string. You must see yourself the way that you want to become. You cannot have a give-up attitude. You cannot start something and never finish it. You cannot start something and expect to lose. If you expect to lose, why start something? If you expect to be defeated, why get in the fight? Don't allow a defeated attitude take over you. Don't allow a defeated attitude to stop you from pursuing your dreams, from achieving your goals. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look all around you, there are people that have given up. People that are merely existing. Their life is, I'm here another day. I dread the next day. But there are also those who wake up and say, wow, today is another new day. What's going to happen today? I expect to do something great today. I expect to make a difference in someone's life. I would also like to acknowledge my mentor, my teacher, my coach and motivator, Mrs. Mabel Nunn. We call her Mother Nunn. Mother Nunn was a great leader, a great fighter. And I want to pay tribute to her. She passed away, but we celebrated her homegoing today. And the thing that impressed me most was the fact that she ran with the wind. She never took an opportunity lightly that was presented in front of her. Her attitude was, if you have it, use it. Use what you got and give it your best. And ladies and gentlemen, Mother Nunn did just that. She impacted a lot of lives. She touched many lives. She was a motivator to many people. She was a motivator to many pastors and teachers and workers in the community. Mother Nunn was 94 years old this month. She made it to her 94th birthday before she went on to be with the Lord. But I am honored to have had a woman so awesome in my life, a woman who motivated me and taught me how to be a motivator. She dealt with adversity. She had challenges and trials in her life, but she never would give up. And she always encouraged all of her students and friends and family members to do the same thing. You may be in a situation where you've been attacked. Maybe you've been paralyzed. Maybe you've been challenged with using your hands. But hey, if you can use your mouth, you still have a weapon. If you can use your foot, you still can do something. It all depends on your attitude. You got to run with the wind. You got to take every opportunity and treat it like it's the best thing that ever happened in your life. I don't care if on your job you're considered to be just a ticket writer. Give it your best. Be the best ticket writer you can be. If you're a copy maker and what you do on your job is make copies for other teachers or for other departments, be the best. Do the best job copying those papers, those assignments. Give your job your best. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you never lose when you give it your best, when you're faithful, when you work with diligence, it pays off. All of us have opportunities. And it's what you do with that opportunity. What do you do with that opportunity in your life? If the opportunity that's been given to you is, hey, your job is to wash dishes. Wash those dishes like you've never washed any other dishes. Make those plates shine. Give it your best. Be a leader right where you are. And guess what? One day, you're going to shine. That opportunity that you didn't take lightly, that you gave it your best, and you gave it 100%, is going to pay off because you're going to end up in a better position doing something for some important people. Maybe you're a housewife and you're standing home taking care of the kids. But guess what? You be the best housewife. You be the best at taking care of those kids. And if you have an opportunity to do something in your spare time, do it with diligence. And I tell you, your work will not be in vain. Everything we do in life educates us, trains us, and prepares us for something that's waiting for us on down the road. It may not make sense what you're doing, but it's a reason. There's a reason that you were picked for that assignment. There's a reason that you were given that job. And it's what you do with it that counts the most. Ladies and gentlemen, Run with the wind. Run hard as run as hard and as fast as you can. One thing my mentor, Mother Mabel Dunn, would always say, I want to do the best. I want to give it my best because I may not be here forever. At some point in life, the sun in my life may not shine as bright, and I want to give my life the best that I can give it. My former pastor, Robert Turner, would say something similar. Pastor Turner would say, you must work as hard as you can and do your best while it is day. Because when nighttime comes, no man can work. No man can work. Pastor Turner would say, I've ran this race. And I've run with the wind. But what are you doing? Are you going to be a bench warmer? Or are you going to get up and run hard? He said, I remember one day he said, the sun has gone down in my life. I can't run hard like I used to. I can't run with the wind, but I feel good because I know that when the opportunity was there, I ran with the wind. I fought a good fight. I completed my course. I challenge you today to run with the wind. Don't wait until you're in a hospital bed. Don't wait until you're in a situation and you got to reflect back and think about the opportunities that came your way and you turned them down or you froze. You decided not to do nothing. You stood there and you let the grass of procrastination grow around your feet. Don't let that happen to you, friend. Take every opportunity that you're blessed with and run as hard as you can. Run with the wind. Give it your best shot. If you're going to fight, fight to win. And give it everything you've got. In life, it's called the game of life. But ladies and gentlemen, we know that life is not always a game. It's a game that can change play. It's a game that can change the rules. It's a game that's not always fair. But ladies and gentlemen, the best thing you can do is run with the wind. Be thankful of the opportunity that has come your way. Don't just look at it. Get involved with it. Work on it. Elevate it. Make your opportunity evolve into your reality. Run with the wind. When you run with the wind, that means you've moved into momentum. You're ahead in life. You're headed someplace. when you're trying to go someplace, your attitude is different from an individual who has no place to go, an individual that's confused, an individual that's rejected, an individual that doesn't have focus. If you run with the wind and run as hard as you can, and not only run with the wind, but run to win, you take on the winner's mentality. Ladies and gentlemen, life can be beautiful, and life is beautiful, but it's what you do with your life, and that's what makes it beautiful. Why, if that's not true, why do you think that people are searching for heroes? Why do you think people read autobiographies? Why do you think people look up to winners? Everyone wants to win. Everyone wants to be a part of something great. And you have something in you that's great, but it's up to you to develop it. There is no other individual just like you. There is no one exactly like you. Even twins have different fingerprints. Even if they're identical, they have different fingerprints. You are unique. You are special. And what you have, no one else has. But it's up to you to shine the light on what you've been blessed with. And it's up to you to run with the wind, to run towards achievement. It's up to you to focus so that once you go into your zone, no obstacle, no rejection can hold you back, can make you a prisoner, because you have decided to run with the wind. Ladies and gentlemen, you that are listening today, you individual, you the man, are you the woman that's sitting in your chair, disgusted, agitated, angry? You're feeling that your life has no hope. Wake up right now. Realize that you are special, that you have something special. You have what it takes to run with the wind. Ladies and gentlemen, reach for the stars. Aim high and appreciate your life. Be happy. Be appreciative. Enjoy your life. Enjoy others. Make the best of everything that you can. Be a winner. Be an achiever. And resist defeat. Resist a defeatist attitude. Resist rejection. Be the best and go for the best. It looks like we're out of time, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast, for being here with us today on the Mr. Motivator Show. And I want all of you to know it's because of what we have that and what you have. That's my main motivation for doing the show, to encourage you to live your life to the fullest. Remember this. You can win. You can run with the wind. Dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. You will discover your purpose in life. Remember, friends, success is yours. Just run with the wind and keep on running. This is your friend, Mr. Motivator. Hope to see you the same time next week, the same broadcast.